Praise the Lord, good morning. It is good to be here in the house of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. And we will read the whole chapter, Isaiah, chapter 35. Let's say, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful hearted, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out as the streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty hand springs of water in the habitation of dragon, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wavering men, though fools shall not err herein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, we adore you, we thank you for all these promises that you give us in your word here today, O God, that we have read, that it be abundant, a blessing, O God, spring of waters of eternal life, way of holiness, the redeemed shall go through that. We thank you for the way and the truth and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ that you give us, O Lord, to give us eternal life and to die for our sin and to give us forgiveness and assurance of forgiveness and assurance of salvation and assurance of deliverance and help and support that come only from you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the way of holiness. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all the good things that you give us. Let us give thanks to God. Let us count the blessings. Let us count the favor, the miracles, the good things that he gave us, the small and big good things that he achieved to us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you and we magnify you. Yes, O God, we magnify your name. We worship you, Lord. We adore you. Come to the Lord now. Let us ask him forgiveness of our sin. Let us make a decision to renounce certain sin, bad things, wrong practices. Let us give up our only plans and ways. Let us come back to Him. Let us fear His name. Yes, O God. As we confess our sin, Lord, forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. Heal our land, O God. Heal wounds, heal relationship, heal ministries and heal church. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for the forgiveness. Let us now present to the Lord our requests and our petition and our needs that we need to ask of Him. Ask and shall be given to you. Let's pray for our families and our loved ones. Let's pray for our parents, our children, and our brother and sister. Let's pray. Hear our prayer, Lord. Answer us when we call unto you, God. God, I pray for a blessing upon each and every family. I pray for each and every husband to be a good leader for his family, to lead them with your ways and following you, being the head of their lives. And also, Lord, I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands and to help them in their walk with you. I pray for both parents to agree and to teach and raise up their children in the fear of yours. I pray for children to be under subjection to their parents and instructions that come from your word. Oh God, I pray for a blessing upon each and every family, prosperity, peace, joy. I pray for healing and grace upon each and every family. I pray also, Lord, for salvation for those members of families who are not yet saved. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Let each and every family shine, O Lord, that the people will know you through their lives. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working, that God shall bless this place and God shall bless you as you there working diligently and being honest and good example to others. And I pray for blessing upon each and every place. Our brothers and sisters are working. Bless these places for their sake. Increase their income, maintain their salaries and job and visa. And I pray for them to be a good example to others. I pray that they will preach your word by their lifestyle and also holiness and your word in their mouth to tell others about you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the places that we came from. Pray that the Lord will reach them with his word and we'll be the one also to be used by God to reach these places. Yes, O God, we claim salvation upon our friends, neighbors, relatives, in the places that we had been grown up. Oh God, I pray for peace in these places. I pray that you send your word, open opportunities, that your word will be preached. And here we are, oh God, me and my brothers and my sisters, everyone who is here and other places, be willing, oh God, to go on and preach your word to the people around us. Let's now pray. Let's pray for this nation of UAE, as God had blessed his church and all the nations that the church had extended to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, and India, and Sri Lanka, and Philippines, Australia, and also America, and Malawi, and also Sierra Leone. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Lord, we pray you bless all these nations that we mention, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for favor that come from you upon your church, upon each and every member, family, worker, minister. In the name of Jesus, we pray that all what we need of logistics will be satisfied by you. We pray that we'll be a people of prayers, praying for the nations, praying for the leaders, oh God. We pray for the leaders. Touch them. Let them know you. Reveal yourself to them in vision and dreams, oh God. Grant us favor from you, oh God, that nothing will hinder your grace from reaching us. I pray for all the rules to be edicted through them and by them, oh God, that will be go along your will and your plans, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for extraordinary favor, O God, that we can preach your word and will be protected by you, Lord. You are giving privileges and facilities so that your word will be reached the rest who need you in their life. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. Let's pray now for the church to grow. We pray, oh God, I pray for more evangelism. We pray for more people to repent and to give their life to you, O Lord. I pray for more people to get water baptized. Pray for yourself now to be refilled again with the Holy Ghost, to go and do the work of God. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need. Pray for gifts of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom and message of knowledge. Pray for gift of healing, gift of faith, teachers, exhorters. I pray for evangelists, raise up evangelists among us to go on and preach your word. Pray for teachers. Pray for Bible studies to be started, new families to be reached out, a new congregation to be planted by you, Lord. We trust you, God. Empower all of us with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray for your vision that you give us to multiply and rest and peace to come through, O God, in the life of your church and your people. I pray also, Lord, that you will have the attitude of yours. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love and peace and joy, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, faith, and faithfulness to be endowed upon each and every one of us, humility, righteousness, giving, generosity. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, that help us, O God, to portray who you are in this world, that to be the light for others. We'll be the salt to conserve your word and to conserve the disciples and the doctrine of yours. We pray, O God. We pray even today you honor the worship, O God, and honor all the item of our service to you, Lord, the prayers, the giving, the praise and worship, the songs, the recordings, O God, and also, Lord, your word to us. I know it, all these items, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I know the recording and make it reach to your people who are waiting for your word, who are with us, uniting with us in the spirit and truth, to go on and living our life for you and to worship you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us give glory and honor and praise to our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Counselor. Take full control of God in our lives and bless us as we enter your most holy place. That's due to you. We thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory and glory to the King of Kings. Yes, O Lord, that time will come. And here we are, O God, that our homes will be filled with joy and gladness. In the streets, O God, people will be rejoicing in their heart, in your presence, in their life. New souls to be saved, ministries to be built up. O God, we trust you, we magnify you. We adore you, O God, looking forward to the time that you will come and take us to heaven with you, to live with you forever, O God. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We trust that you will make a way, and you are the way and the truth and the life, O Lord, that you will lead us and guide us even through the most difficult time, that we will move forward as a church, as members, families, and workers, and people called by you to save you, to achieve the things of yours. And devil will come against you, and we rebuke in the name of Jesus. And Jesus will say, Lord, I'll build up my church, and the gate of Hades will not prevail. We trust you, God, that you will be with us, you will guide us, you will help us, O Lord, to do that with you, as you are working with us, till you come and take us with you and hear from you, well done, my good and faithful servant. We thank you, we bless you. Jesus, you will make a way. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
God. We stand in your presence, O God. We stand in awe of you. We stand in the fear of yours, O God. Continue to captivate our thoughts and mind and heart into you. Speak to us, speak to each and every one of us, word of comfort, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Guide us. Here we are like Mary, who sat down at your feet to listen. Not only to listen, O God, but to do what you say. Help us to apply scriptures in our life in a proper way. I pray, O God, the Holy Spirit will guide us and continue to speak to us, to sustain us of what we need to do in the days to come. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. Bless the rest of our service and let your name be magnified and glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let us be seated in God's presence and let us now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. As we bring to God, the Lord shall bless us and add to us blessing upon blessing. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you give us, for all that we have received from you. And we pray, O Lord, that as we brought part of what you give us in the form of tithes and offering and first fruit and our vows and what we have dedicated to you, I pray, open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people. And Lord, I pray for those who have no job, give them so they will bring also to you and they will bless you, O God. And I pray also, Lord, anoint this amount of money, multiply it. Use it to feed the sheep and those who are in need to be reached out and brought to you, O God. I pray also, Lord, and that those who will take care of this money, they will only spend it and use it for only for you and as they are led by your good Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. We'll continue today to speak how to be a salt of the earth. The Lord say in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, he taught his disciples, his apostles, and we are his disciples today. He told them, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savoury, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. And we had gone through the scriptures and we found that the Lord had used this word that you are the salt of the earth to his disciples in other places. And we read that also in book of Luke chapter 14 and verse 34 and verse 35. He told them salt is good. Yes, salt is good. God wants us to be salt so that we will have good things for ourselves, to our families, to the people around us. And salt, it is good because it preserves good things. A blessed thing, things that will give a good return unto them, that keep them. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Yeah, God wants us to hear his word. Heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit when he directs us, and how we can be a good salt, and not salt, how we can be a salt, how we can keep our saltness. by repenting from our sins, our wrongdoing, our own plans, our own ways. God would always direct us, God would always rebuke us, telling us to move from certain direction into the right direction, and we need to heed, and that's why we read our Bible daily, we pray daily, we kneel down daily to be at His feet, to hear from Him how and where we need to go and how to move, and we hear the message that God would send to His church so that we can be helped, we can understand how to be the salt of the earth. In Luke 14 also, the Lord spoke to His disciples and those who, the crowd who follow Him, as we spoke last week, and continue today, we speak from what He spoke to them. And Luke chapter 14, let's read verse 28 and up to verse 30. Luke 14, 28 to verse 30. The Lord told those who follow Him and His disciples, He's challenging them how to be the salt, how to be the disciples, how to be a true followers, how to be differentiated from the people in the world. For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he had laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day as we come to listen to your word, to be at your feet, Lord, speak to us. To every one of us who are here, to our brethren and other places where this recording will go, speak to us and guide us and lead us, O God, of what you want us to do. O Lord, I pray for humility upon each and everyone who listen, wisdom, and that we'll be doers of your word. I pray for multiplication. I pray for fruit, 30, 60, and 100. I pray for workers to be raised up to serve you. I pray for restoration. I pray for real understanding, and true repentance, and coming back to you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here the Lord is facing the crowd and facing those who want to follow Him with a story that somebody built a tower. And you know, building a tower is not a building a house. It may be easy to build a house, but building tower, it is something not ordinary. Have you get the point here? It's not that we need engineer. Not every engineer can do that, building the tower. They can build shops or houses, but towers, I think people are expert, and they have really certain heart and charisma and capabilities. Now, the point here, see how the Lord spoke with the crowd step by step. He told them, you must hate, and we spoke it last week. Oh, that's not enough? No, not enough. That's only preparation for the great task. And then he told them also that you need to carry your cross and deny yourself and follow me. Now, when we are done this, that is not the end. There are other things coming ahead of us. Now he told them, for which of you intending to build a tower? So here, the disciple of Jesus, we are called to build big things. You know, that is, it is not that, it is option. It is not up to you. Because this all the thing what he's speaking here is about disciples. About disciples. Not that you take part of it and leave the rest. No, you have to take it all. Because even in verse 35, so likewise whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. So here about disciple, and we understand that. Disciples not only to believe. No, disciples are those who are followers, and those who are learners, and those who are saved. You can't say that I'm just a believer and I want to be saved. No, you have to be a disciple, a follower. You have to do these things. You cannot leave part of it. And once you are a disciple, you are a candidate to build a great things. You see? A tower. So there's a bigger projects ahead of each and every one of us. Now, many don't have vision. They don't know what to do. Now this is now here's the time. What is in your mind? There's a personal plan, personal things, but there's no vision from God. Now this is the time that what is in your mind, you need to take it out and ask God to give you what is in His mind and direct you of what you need to do. You know, we should have very clear mind that what is in our mind is from God, not from ourselves. Because changing of thought, and doubting, and some people every day they have certain thought, changing mind and decision, that is not the mind of a disciple. So we need first to ask the Lord to lead us of what He really, what He asked God. Not that to follow the pattern of the world in the study, in the marriage, in the style of living. You would do what others are doing. No, there's a vision from God that you need to receive. And then you have to put. There's a personal vision God will give, and also there's a vision that God gives to the church. This all should be integrated. The personal vision should be this. Go along the vision that God had given to His disciples, because we are disciples. We don't live our life for ourselves, but for Him. What is the character that we need to hear? That we should go on to do great things for God. What he recommend when we start to build big things, he say that he should sit down first and count the cost. That's where here the we need to plan well. We need to sit down and calculate that everything will be clear to us, that what we need to do, and start to calculate, put things on papers and count. This is mathematics. There will be figures, numbers, it have to be put on papers and have to be counted well. Now we need to have faith. Yes, but faith here is not only by faith that we expect in the middle God will give something. It may happen. Yes, we expect good things from God, but He say here sit down and estimate if we have it or no. You know, we cannot go only by faith, but there's also facts and calculation need to be made. If the Lord in the middle will do something else, we are thankful and also grateful. But have we calculated well before we start, and in the middle we are lost? Now here What he say also here, if we can understand. He say, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. If you have enough to finish it, time, money, effort, manpower, whatever needed, have to be sufficient before you put yourself. So if you don't have, if we are calculating, we don't have sufficient, we should prepare all the things. Have you get the point? We need to prepare everything. Like King David, when he prepared to build the temple of God, he prepared everything. When Solomon came, everything was prepared. We should not count chicks in the egg. Chicks in the eggs, it means that, you know how to count chicks in the eggs? Like I have 20 eggs, and I am expecting 20 chicks. So what I did, I get an order. I say, you want 20 chicks? Yeah. Okay, you can give me this amount of money. Every chick $1, give me $20. I received the $20, I spent the $20. But the chicks, the 20 chicks, did not hatch all. Many Christians, they plan this way. That is not the mind of disciple. Do you have it? Do you have the 20 chicks? Then you sell. If you don't have them, don't count chicks in the eggs. You have to be sure of what you have. He did not say here that, verse 28, whether he have sufficient to finish it. He did not say he will go and borrow or he will get loan. Many they would be like, churches now they are getting loans to do certain thing. It's all contradict the scriptures. And in the middle they cannot pay. And that's where here's the problem, that we are not moving scriptural way as God wants us to move, because there are people who are observing what we are doing. For which of you intended to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost. Need to count here mathematics. He did not speak about you have faith to move mountain. Yes, we have faith, but we need to count. To count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. That's the question mark. Do you have sufficient to finish it? No. Okay, that's not the time then. You continue to collect, continue to wait, continue to create the atmosphere to do that project. Have you get the point here? Continue that way to finish that project. Less happily, verse 29, less happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all that behold, it began to mock him. So here what he's speaking here, that not that you start, and many they go with their emotion, they start very quick and they are very elated and they are very warm, and after a while they are cold. After that, they dismiss what they have and they put it on some other people and they go away. He said they will love on you. They will not only love, they will mock you. You will be a bad example to others. Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. We are called to build. We are called to put the foundation from the beginning to the end. We are called to do the complete work. No, not that. Today we are with one mind, one thought, one vision. After 1 year, another thought, another way, another vision. You know, consistency and continuity is our authenticity. When we are consistent and when we are continue on what we started and we persevere, how we can persevere when we have resources to maintain us? That's where here the computation of Christ. that you should have the resources to maintain what you had started till the end. Better not to start in a wrong start, wrong timing, because you have not having the resources that the Lord had entrusted to you. You have to collect the resources, keep the resources. That's where the stewardship, the principle of the stewardship, to work, to tithe your income, to save, to collect little by little so that you can able to build what the Lord wanted to build, the bigger project. And also be aware that we are watched by the people around us. Are we consistent? Are we continuing what we have started, or we have no vision? When you have vision, you need not only vision. Vision you need to have, and you need to be also disciplined. Well disciplined. Like I am having this vision, I am preparing for this vision. I sit down, I counted the cost, I need such amount of money, I need such kind of people, I need such facilities. I am preparing them one by one. I have them. If I have them, I will start. If I don't have them, I will wait until I am collecting them. That is all about the vision. I am building that, but I'm not just, why you not start? Because I don't have all what I need. I need to wait until I get them, one by one. That's where the consistency. That's how I will be authenticated, that I am really following what God, I am really a disciple of Him. But the flying of thoughts, jumping from here to there, with worldliness, and that's why there are certain times we have to give up our own plans. You have to give up your own ways. You have to educate yourself to do what is God wants you. You cannot go into different direction, either this or this. And that's why to build a tower you need to give up other plans, so that we can be a disciple of Christ. Why you left all these things out there? Because I am called by God to do certain things. I cannot keep both. I cannot be in contradiction. And once you decide, you continue until you finish. Because people are watching you. Are you going to continue your commitment to God? How long you will suffer for Christ? How long you will live such kind of life so that you can be able to build what God wants you? People are watching. And there the testimony will be built up. I don't want people to mock me. I want people to glorify God in my life. We are not a disciple so that we will bring disgrace to God. We need to live a life that will let others aware that there is a God, that He called them to be disciples, followers of Him, to do certain things. After a period of time, it will be clear that was the work of God, that was ordained by God, such thing to happen. Noah built the ark, he and his family. He was more than 100 years. 100 years they were doing the job. 8 workers. And what he did, it lost. He was mocked by the people, but he was able to finish. Because God was with him, God was in that vision. Let's go now and read verse 31 and 32. Or what king going to make war against another king. Sit it not down first, and consult it whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with his 20,000, or else where the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. Now hear the point that to be a disciple of Jesus here is not a builder only, but also a warrior. There's a battle going on. This all have to be together. Can he, Lord, I don't want the trouble, I don't want to fight, I just want to build. Can it be? All have to be together. A warrior, once we decide to follow Christ and stand with him, we are declaring war against devil, against hell, and against all demons. We need to be careful that who is our enemy. And he say here, there is a real battle that will take place because there's already war. And war has battles. And there's king. We are with the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's also the kings of the world, the kings of darkness, the prince of the world, the devil, is also having people with him to fight against us. And as we follow Christ, then we are going war against them. So what we need to do? We need to, you say here, sit it not down first and consult it whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Now here the point here, we need also again to estimate and calculate. We need to sit down. Not that we'll move with your feet and move, go and come. No, you need to sit down and also see if you can be able, how many you have. You have 10,000 and they have 20,000. Are you able to pass this battle or you cannot? In the first parable, he says, sit down and estimate. Here he says, sit down and consult. What is different between sit down and estimate? Because, and sit down and consult. Sit down and estimate, because everything is available, data is there. Everything appears clear in front of your eyes. But when there's war, you cannot see the enemy. You don't know what they are hiding to you. That's why he says here, sit down and consult. You need to ask advice. From whom we need to ask advice? We need to ask advice from those who are professional in that area that we are in battles. Who will give you their professional opinion. That's the professional opinion, one aspect of consultation. The other thing that we need to consult the people of God who know God very well, and they can give us the spiritual advice that will help us, that we need to weigh the spiritual advice plus the professional advice and go with what we are led by the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to pray. We need to ask advices. We need to consult. If we find ourselves, we cannot manage this hurdle, what do we do? We will not continue and fight, and we lost. That's what he, the disciple, what he need to do, what he need to be here. Yes, we need to be faithful, we need to persevere. Even if we are alone, we need to continue. But how about if we know that our battle is lost, it is of no outcome. We're going to continue this way, wrong way? What do you say here? He say, and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Question mark. If he cannot, or else while the other is yet great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desired conditions of peace. He say, send somebody, he say, no, we will not make a war, we will make condition of peace. What that need? So he's changing decision, right? First is war, but now we don't want to make a war, but in condition of peace. So decision was change. What we need here to change decision is a humility. When we found out that we are at wrong, or we cannot, or there is something we are not prepared yet for it, what we say? We say, this is not the time. We need to go through the time of peace, because we cannot overcome this big army. And that's where here, the humility of the disciple. We need to give up certain things, so that we can say that, oh, I was at fault, I was not aware, that is the fact. Now I am aware, I will not go through that way, because that is wrong. You say, so likewise, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Where the arrogant we need to forsake, the ego, the pride, the self-righteousness. This where the harmful things that will endanger us to go into troubles. Many they are hard-headed. They say, okay, even if I go to hell, just because to keep their pride, their hard-headedness. Even they know they are wrong, they have done wrong, they don't want still to say, okay, let us now go back to the right way. Or go back, it's not the time for battle, to get engaged in such situation that we are not ready for. These are the things that we need to learn. And also speaking about war, every battle, if you go to the Bible, every battle has a strategy. The battle of Jericho has a strategy, the battle to get the city of Ai has a strategy, the battle to get the city of Jerusalem has a strategy. How Jehoshaphat fought the three armies that we are invading Judah also has the strategies. The New Testament have strategies of a lot of circumstances and situations. That's where we need to go to these strategies and see from God. We hear from God. He say, sit down and consult, ask, seek God, of what I need to, shall I go, Lord, or I refrain? Shall I go along peace condition, or I will go forward and I will conquer? Certain time we need to humble down. Certain time we should pretend that we are the weak, because we cannot overcome the enemy. Not this time, another time. Are we willing to humble down? That's here the point. That is how the salt of the earth. If we know that we are in danger and we can get lost and still go for it, that is not the disciple of Jesus. God want us to have a different quality than the people in the world. Yes, we are called to be a builder of great things. We are called to be a warrior, but also humble. Should have stewardship. We should have perseverance, faithfulness to the end, and God will help us in our lives. Let's all stand. Stand in the awe of God. Stand in God's presence, let us be challenged. Jesus challenged those who were after him. He challenged them of what they need to do to be a disciple. We cannot go with our emotions. We need to give up certain things. We need to hate certain things. We need to carry the cross. And we need to go in certain speed. We can't run quickly certain time. We have to be slowly moving forward in the way, in the pace that God wants us to move. Sit down and calculate. Sit down and consult God, the professional, and the people of God, so that you can build, you can put the foundation and finish to the end, and you can also, after you consult, you will decide whether you need to go through the battle or just stay where you are, wait for another opportunity. Let's all stand. In His presence, now hear from God, speak to God. Unless you had heard the message and you are aware of your situation, now hear from God. And after you hear, you commit yourself. Thank you, Lord. I trust you, Lord, that you have spoken and all you are going to speak to the questions, to my brothers and sisters, and also I trust that they will commit their life to be disciples of yours. Oh God, as we stand in your presence, Lord, we give our life, our hands and feet and all the parts of our bodies consecrated to Thee, to Your service, to what You want us to do. We thank You, Lord, for Your word, a sharper than double-edged sword, give revival and understanding to our life. We are willing, Lord, to go on in Your way and what You had planned for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We trust, O Lord, that you will lead us and guide us to the full will of yours. I pray for success. I pray that we will finish. I pray that we will conquer. We will overcome. And we will be with you forever, O God. We are waiting, Lord, to come and take us with you. Preserve us. Preserve our thoughts that come from you, the plans that come from you. Take anything that's not from you from our minds. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us that when you come, we had achieved all the things that you expect from us. Oh God, take this recording and spread it and make it reach your people who are in need of it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.